Universe from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. For other uses, see universe disambiguation. The universe is defined as the summation of all particles and energy that exist and the space-time in which all events occur. Based on observations of the portion of the universe that is observable, physicists attempt to describe the whole of space-time, including all matter and energy, and events which occur, as a single system corresponding to a mathematical model. The scientific theory which describes the origin and evolution of the universe is Big Bang cosmology, which describes the expansion of space from an extremely hot and dense state of unknown characteristics. The universe underwent a rapid period of cosmic inflation that flattened out nearly all initial irregularities in the energy density. Thereafter, the universe expanded and became steadily cooler and less dense. Minor variations in the distribution of mass resulted in hierarchical segregation of the features that are found in the current universe, such as clusters and superclusters of galaxies. There are more than 100 billion, 10 to the 11th, galaxies in the universe, each containing hundreds of billions of stars, with each star containing about 10 to the 57th atoms of hydrogen. Section 1. Observable Portion. Main Article, Observable Universe. Theoretical and observational cosmologists vary in their usage of the term universe to mean either this whole system or just a part of this system. As used by observational cosmologists, the universe, uppercase U, most frequently refers to the finite part of space-time which is directly observable by making observations using telescopes and other detectors and using the methods of theoretical and empirical physics for studying the basic components of the universe and their interactions. Physical cosmologists assume that the observable part of co-moving space, also called our universe, corresponds to a part of a model of the whole of space, and usually not the whole space. They frequently use the term the universe to mean either the observable part of space, the observable part of space-time, or the entire space-time. A majority of cosmologists believe that the observable universe is an extremely tiny part of the whole theoretical universe, and that it is impossible to observe the whole of co-moving space. It is presently unknown whether or not this is correct, since according to studies of the shape of the universe, it is possible that the observable universe is of nearly the same size as the whole of space, but the question remains under debate. If a version of the cosmic inflation scenario is correct, then there is no known way to determine whether the theoretical universe is finite or infinite, in which case the observable universe is just a tiny speck of the theoretical universe. Section 2. Theory. Theoretical cosmologists study models of the whole of space-time, which is connected together, and search for models which are consistent with physical cosmologists' model of space-time on the scale of the observable universe. Their models are speculative, but use the methods of theoretical physics. These models are usually referred to using the term universe, lowercase u. Sometimes theorists use the universe, uppercase U, to refer to the whole of the specific space-time. Section 2.1. Multiverse. Main article, multiverse science. Some theorists extend their model of all space-time beyond a single connected space-time to a set of disconnected space-times, or multiverse. In order to clarify the terminology, George Ellis, U. Kirchner, and W. R. Stoger recommend using the term the, uppercase, universe, for the theoretical model of all the connected space-time in which we live, lowercase universe domain, for the observable universe or a similar part of the same space-time, lowercase universe for a general space-time, either our own universe or another one disconnected from our own, multiverse for a set of disconnected space-times, and multi-domain universe to refer to a model of the whole of a single connected space-time in the sense of chaotic inflation models. For example, matter that falls into a black hole in our universe could emerge as a Big Bang, starting another universe. However, all such ideas are currently untestable and cannot be regarded as anything more than speculation. The concept of parallel universes is understood only when related to string theory. String theorist Michio Kaku offers several explanations to possible parallel universe phenomena. Physicist David Deutsch suggests that a multiverse is a consequence of the many-worlds interpretation, which he considers to be the best alternative explanation to the Copenhagen explanations of quantum theory first presented by Niels Bohr over half a century ago. Section 3. Evolution. Section 3.1. Formation. Main articles, Age of the Universe and Big Bang. The most important result of physical cosmology, that the universe is expanding, is derived from redshift observations and quantified by Hubble's law. That is, astronomers observe that there is a direct relationship between the distance to a remote object, such as a galaxy, and the velocity with which it is receding. Conversely, if this expansion has continued over the entire age of the universe, then in the past these distant, receding objects must once have been closer together. By extrapolating this expansion back in time, one approaches a gravitational singularity, where everything in the universe was compressed into an infinitesimal point, an abstract mathematical concept that may or may not correspond to reality. This idea gave rise to the Big Bang Theory, the dominant model in cosmology today. During the earliest era of the Big Bang Theory, the universe is believed to have formed a hot, dense plasma. As expansion proceeded, the temperature steadily dropped until a point was reached when atoms could form. At about this time, the background energy, in the form of photons, became decoupled from the matter and was free to travel through space. The leftover energy continued to cool as the universe expanded, and today it forms the cosmic microwave background radiation. This background radiation is remarkably uniform in all directions, which cosmologists have attempted to explain by an early period of inflationary expansion following the Big Bang. Examination of Small variations in the microwave background radiation provides information about the nature of the universe, including the age and composition. The age of the universe from the time of the Big Bang, according to current information provided by NASA's WMAP, Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, is estimated to be about 13.7 billion, 1.37 times 10 to the 10th, years, with a margin of error of about 1%, plus or minus 200 million years. Other methods of estimation give different ages ranging from 11 billion to 20 billion. Most of the estimates cluster in the 13 to 15 billion year range. In the 1977 book, The First 3 Minutes, Nobel Prize winner Steven Weinberg laid out the physics of what happened just moments after the Big Bang. Additional discoveries and refinements of theories prompted him to update and reissue that book in 1993. Others suggest that the universe had no beginning, because time goes in a loop. However, any such ideas are at best hypothetical, and much more research is needed before anything can be concluded for certain. See also Timeline of the Big Bang. Section 3.2. Pre-matter soup. Until recently, the first hundredth of a second after the Big Bang was a bit of a mystery, leaving Weinberg and others unable to describe exactly what the universe would have been like. New experiments at the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider in Brookhaven National Laboratory have provided physicists with a glimpse through this curtain of high energy so they can directly observe the sorts of behavior that might have been taking place in this time frame. At these energies, the quarks that comprise protons and neutrons, ups and downs, were not yet joined together, and a dense, super-hot mix of quarks and gluons with some electrons thrown in, was all that could exist in the microseconds before it cooled enough to form into the sort of matter particles we observe today. Section 3.3. Protogalaxies. Main article, Protogalaxy. Moving forward to after the existence of matter, more information is coming in on the formation of galaxies. It is believed that the earliest galaxies were tiny, dwarf galaxies that released so much radiation they stripped gas atoms of their electrons. This gas, in turn, heated up and expanded, and thus was able to obtain the mass needed to form the larger galaxies that we know today. Current telescopes are just now beginning to have the capacity to observe the galaxies from this distant time. Studying the light from quasars, they observe how it passes through the intervening gas clouds. The ionization of these gas clouds is determined by the number of nearby bright galaxies, and if such galaxies are spread around, the ionization level should be constant. It turns out that in galaxies from the period after cosmic reionization, there are large fluctuations in this ionization level. The evidence seems to confirm the pre-ionization galaxies were less common and that the post-ionization galaxies have 100 times the mass of the dwarf galaxies. Section 3.4. Ultimate Fate. Main article, Ultimate Fate of the Universe. Depending on the average density of matter and energy in the universe, it will either keep on expanding forever, or it will be gravitationally slowed down and will eventually collapse back on itself in a Big Crunch. Currently, the evidence suggests not only that there is insufficient mass/energy to cause a recollapse, but that the expansion of the universe seems to be accelerating and will accelerate for eternity. See, accelerating universe. Other ideas of the fate of our universe include the Big Rip, the Big Freeze, and heat death of the universe theory. For a more detailed discussion of other theories, see the Ultimate Fate of the Universe. Section 4. Composition. The currently observable universe appears to have a geometrically flat space-time, containing the equivalent mass-energy density of 9.9 times 10 to the negative 30 grams per cubic centimeter. This mass energy appears to consist of 73% dark energy, 23% cold dark matter, and 4% atoms. Thus, the density of atoms is on the order of a single hydrogen nucleus, or atom, for every 4 cubic meters of volume. The exact nature of dark energy and cold dark matter remain a mystery. During the early phases of the Big Bang, equal amounts of matter and antimatter were formed. However, through a CP violation, physical processes resulted in an asymmetry in the amount of matter as compared to antimatter. This asymmetry explains the amount of residual matter found in the universe today, as nearly all the matter and antimatter would otherwise have annihilated each other when they came into contact. Prior to the formation of the first stars, the chemical composition of the universe consisted primarily of hydrogen, 75% of total mass, with a lesser amount of helium-4, 4He, 24% of total mass, and trace amounts of the isotopes deuterium, 2H, helium-3, 3He, and lithium, 7Li. Subsequently, the interstellar medium within galaxies has been steadily enriched by heavier elements. These are introduced as a result of supernova explosions, stellar winds, and the expulsion of the outer envelope of evolved stars. The Big Bang left behind a background flux of photons and neutrinos. The temperature of the background radiation has steadily decreased as the universe expands, and now primarily consists of microwave energy, equivalent to the temperature of 2.725 K. The neutrino background is not observable with present-day technology, but is theorized to have a density of about 150 neutrinos per cubic centimeter. See also Abundance of the Chemical Elements. Section 5. Physical Structure. Section 5.1. Size. Main article: Observable Universe. Very little is known about the size of the universe. It may be trillions of light years across, or even infinite in size. A 2003 paper claims to establish a lower bound of 24 gigaparsecs, 78 billion light years, on the size of the universe. But there is no reason to believe that this bound is anywhere near tight. See Shape of the Universe for more information. The observable or visible universe, consisting of all locations that could have affected us since the Big Bang, given the finite speed of light, is certainly finite. The co-moving distance to the edge of the visible universe is about 46.5 billion light years in all directions from the Earth. Thus, the visible universe may be thought of as a perfect sphere with the Earth at its center, and a diameter of about 93 billion light-years. Note that many sources have reported a wide variety of incorrect figures for the size of the visible universe, ranging from 13.7 to 180 billion light-years. See Observable Universe for a list of incorrect figures published in the popular press with explanations of each. Section 5.2. Shape. Main articles, Shape of the Universe, and Large-Scale Structures of the Cosmos. An important open question of cosmology is the shape of the universe. Mathematically, which three manifold best represents the spatial part of the universe? Firstly, whether the universe is spatially flat, i.e., whether the rules of Euclidean geometry are valid on the largest scales, is unknown. Currently, most cosmologists believe that the observable universe is very nearly spatially flat, with local wrinkles where massive objects distort space-time, just as the surface of a lake is nearly flat. This opinion was strengthened by the latest data from WMAP, looking at acoustic oscillations in the cosmic microwave background radiation temperature variations. Secondly, whether the universe is multiply connected is unknown. The universe has no spatial boundary according to the standard Big Bang model, but nevertheless may be spatially finite, compact. This can be understood using a two-dimensional analogy. The surface of a sphere has no edge, but nonetheless has a finite area. It is a two-dimensional surface with constant curvature in a third dimension. The three-sphere is a three-dimensional equivalent in which all three dimensions are constantly curved in a fourth. If the universe were compact and without boundary, it would be possible, after traveling a sufficient distance, to arrive back where one began. Hence, the light from stars and galaxies could pass through the observable universe more than once. If the universe were multiply connected and sufficiently small, and of an appropriate, perhaps complex, shape, then conceivably one might be able to see once or several times around it in some or all directions. Although this possibility has not been ruled out, the results of the latest cosmic microwave background research make this appear very unlikely. Section 5.3. Homogeneity and isotropy. While there is considerable fractalized structure at the local level, arranged in a hierarchy of clustering, on the highest orders of distance, the universe is very homogeneous. On these scales, the density of the universe is very uniform, and there is no preferred direction or significant asymmetry to the universe. This homogeneity is a requirement of the Friedmann-Lemaître Robertson-Walker metric employed in modern cosmological models. The question of anisotropy in the early universe was significantly answered by the Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, which looked for fluctuations in the microwave background intensity. The measurements of this anisotropy have provided useful information and constraints about the evolution of the universe. To the limit of the observing power of astronomical instruments, objects radiate and absorb energy according to the same physical laws as they do within our own galaxy. Based on this, it is believed that the same physical laws and constants are universally applicable throughout the observable universe. No confirmed evidence has yet been found to show that physical constants have varied since the Big Bang, and the possible variation is becoming well constrained. Section 6. Other terms. Different words have been used throughout history to denote all of space, including the equivalents and variants in various languages of heavens, cosmos, and world. Macrocosm has also been used to this effect, although it is more specifically defined as a system that reflects in large scale one, some, or all of its component systems or parts. Similarly, a microcosm is a system that reflects in small scale a much larger system of which it is a part. Although words like world and its equivalents in other languages now almost always refer to the planet Earth, they previously referred to anything that exists, see Copernicus for example, and still sometimes do, as in the whole wide world. Some languages use the word for world as part of the word for outer space, e.g. in the German word Weltraum. Section 7. See also: anthropic principle, Big Bang, Big Crunch, Big Freeze, cosmology, Dyson's eternal intelligence, esoteric cosmology, false vacuum, final anthropic principle, fine-tuned universe, Gaia hypothesis, heat death of the universe, Hindu cycle of the universe, Kardashev scale, multiverse, multiverse religion, Omega point, origin of life, rare earth hypothesis, reality, religious cosmology, shape of the universe, ultimate fate of the universe, world view.
Section 8. Notes and references. 1. Mackey, Len, February 1st, 2002. To see the universe in a grain of Taranaki sand. Swinburne University. Retrieved on 2006-12-202 Dexter 1 Universe or Many. 3. Luminet, Jean-Pierre, Baduich, Nefralkima, 1999. Topology of the Universe Theory and Observations. Proceedings of Cosmology School held at Carges, Corsica, August 1998. Retrieved on 2007-01-054. Luminet, Jean-Pierre, J. Weeks, A. Riazulo, Arlen Houck, J.P. Usen, 2003. Dodecahedral space topology as an explanation for weak wide-angle temperature correlations in the cosmic microwave background. Nature 425-593. Retrieved on 2007-01-095 of the 2004 Multiverses and Physical Cosmology. Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society 347-921-936. Retrieved on 2007-01-096. Britt, Robert Roy, 2003-01-03. Age of Universe Revised, againstspace.com. Retrieved on 2007-01-087. Wright, Edward V, 2005. Age of the Universe. UCLA. Retrieved on 2007-01-088. Krauss, Lawrence M., Brian Chapoyer, January 3, 2003. Age Estimates of Globular Clusters in the Milky Way Constraints on Cosmology. Science 299-5603-65-69. Retrieved on 2007-01-089. Heavy Ion Collisions. Brookhaven National Laboratory 10. Thomas Ludlam, Larry McLaren, October 2003. What Have We Learned from the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider? Physics Today. Retrieved on 2007-01-1011. Dan 2007-01-15. New Hobbit Galaxies Discovered Around Milky Way Space.com. Retrieved on 2007-03-0112. Dwarf Spheroidal Galaxies. The Uppsala Astronomical Observatory. Retrieved on 2007-03-0113. Hinshaw, Gary, February 10, 2006. What Is the Universe Made Of? NASA Map. Retrieved on 2007-01-0414. Antimatter. Particle Physics and Astronomy Research Council, October 28, 2003. Retrieved on 2006-08-1015. Wright, Edward L., September 12, 2004. Big Bang Nucleosynthesis. UCLA. Retrieved on 2007-01-0516. M. Harwit, M. Spons, 2003. Chemical Composition of the Early Universe. The Astrophysical Journal 589-1-53-5717. C. Kabalniki, E. D. Skillman, 1997. Chemical Composition of the Early Universe. Bulletin of the American Astronomical Society 29, 1329, 18. Hinshaw, Gary, December 15, 2005. Tests of the Big Bang UCMB NASA map retrieved on 2007-01-09-19. Dumay, Bell, June 16, 2005. Background neutrinos join the limelight. Institute of Physics Publishing. Retrieved on 2007-01-09-20. Neil J. Cornish, David N. Spurgill, Glenn D. Starkman, and Yachiro Komatsu, Constraining the Topology of the Universe Astral Phone /03102331-21. Lynn Oliver, Charles, Tamara M. Davis, 2005. Misconceptions about the Big Bang. Scientific American. Retrieved on 2007-03-05-22 map.gsfc.nasa.gov web link 23. N. Mandley C., P. Calzolari, S. Cordiglini, F. Delpino, G. Cerrone, 1986. Large-scale homogeneity of the universe measured by the microwave background. Letters to Nature 319-751-753-24. Hinshaw, Gary, November 29, 2006. New 3-year results on the oldest light in the universe NASA map retrieved on 2006-08-1025. Straubel, Nick, May 23, 2001. The Composition of Stars. Astronomy Notes. Retrieved on 2007-01-04-26. Have physical constants changed with time? Astrophysics Astronomy Frequently Asked Questions. Retrieved on 2007-01-04-27. Albert Einstein, 1952. Relativity, the Special and the General Theory, 15th edition, ISBN 0-517-88441-0. Section 9. External links. Stephen Hawking's Universe, Why is the Universe the Way It Is? Richard Powell, An Atlas of the Universe, Images at Various Scales, with Explanations. Cosmos, An Illustrated Dimensional Journey from Microcosmos to Macrocosmos. Age of the Universe at Space.com. My So-Called Universe Arguments for and Against an Infinite and Parallel Universes. Parallel Universes by Max Tegmark. Logarithmic Maps of the Universe. CD at Home. The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Universe, Space Information Center by ExploreUniverse.com. Number of Galaxies in the Universe. Size of the Universe at Space.com. Illustration comparing the sizes of the planets, the Sun, and other stars. Cosmology Frequently Asked Questions.
This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.